Hey, what's going on, Vikings.com? It's the announcer, Paul Allen. It is pick six time at Vikings.com, and I am privileged to fill in for Wobby, who wasn't able to do it this week. What an honor. Let's have a good time. Alec, my main man, what up? Who do you think is going to be our most productive running back this year? Well, that's a very good question, because heading into the September 11th regular season opener against the New Orleans Saints, there should be three preferred tailbacks in no particular order. You have rookie Dalvin Cook, you have free agent acquisition Latavius Murray, and you have Jerick McKinnon, who's been around for a while. Now, in the offseason program, Jerick McKinnon was getting the lion's share of the top offense carries. Dalvin Cook is Dalvin Cook, and he's going to be really good. Sadly, Latavius had to miss a fair amount of the offseason due to an ankle-slash-foot injury, but should be ready to go for training camp in the preseason. It's a very difficult question to answer. If I were to bet money, I would bet the starting running back against New Orleans would be Jerick McKinnon. But that means McKinnon, Cook, and Murray, I think, are going to be interchangeable for certain situations for Mr. Shurmur's offense. The most productive running back, if you're looking for yardage and or touchdowns, and you put in that yards per carry, I got to go with Dalvin Cook. I got to go with the rookie from Florida State. He's super talented. Let's go to question number two. This is from Jeff Sanders. Do you think we'll see more sweeps and outside runs this year? I love that question, because in the first full season without Adrian Peterson, in watching the practices in the offseason, there is a cutback element to this offense that, quite honestly, we haven't seen frequently. The running game, I think fans are going to realize, especially when they start watching preseason games, the running game looks different than anything we've seen. And I do believe that involves outside runs. I believe it involves throwing to running backs. All three of these backs can catch. Cook can catch and run. So can Murray, and so can McKinnon. So I think there definitely will be more utilization of the running backs, more so on the perimeter than we've seen in X amount of years. Question number three. This is from Larry L. Do you think the defense is a level above the offense? Being in the hashtag faith radio business, I can go ahead and formulate that opinion either way. However, seriously speaking, yes, the defense is ahead of the offense. It was better than the offense last year. Generally speaking, in the offseason, the defense will be ahead of the offense, and that is a major key to the Minnesota Vikings winning more than they did last year, and they won eight last year, is the offense becoming not only more explosive, but containing the ball long enough to protect the defense, so an incredibly good defense can be even better. Bruce Blanton checks into pick six at Vikings.com. Are you excited about any of the defensive tackles playing Sharif Floyd's position? Now, you have Linval Joseph as the nose guy. Shamar Stephen is his backup. I don't see that changing. You get over to what we call the three technique. That's a very key spot, specifically with rushing the quarterback. As of now, the names that I think are in vogue would include Tom Johnson, Dayton Jones, and Will Sutton. Next, will Randy Moss be a first ballot Hall of Famer? That from Cole Hansen in Cannon Falls. Cinch, 84, super freak, right to the HOF. Next, from Wobby of Waseca, Minnesota. What up, Wobby? Which NFL team is your favorite? New England Pet, Oakland Rut, Dallas Cat? It's the Minnesota Vikings. It's my privilege to do the pick six. I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.